Hoorah!
There's no higher honor than to serve as Commander-in-Chief. It's also a high honor to be able to come to Camp Pendleton, turn new recruits into leathernecks. Camp Pendleton serves as the launching pad for what Marines do best, to deploy rapidly, so you can be the first on the scene wherever freedom and America's interests are threatened. Hoorah! And the march of freedom continues. Hoorah! And the march of freedom continues. My administration's energy plan are intended to protect the environment and to revitalize our conservation efforts all across the country. We have other initiatives as well. Our nation needs to modernize its networks for moving energy from the power plant to the outlet on the wall. Again, you in California know that well. Hoorah! For almost 20 years, it's been clear that what's called Path 15, the stretch of transmission line connecting the power grids of Northern and Southern California, needed to be expanded and modernized. And now we're taking action to get the job done. Energy Secretary Spence Abraham is speeding approval of the necessary permits and easements. We're going to unplug the Path 15 bottleneck. We're advancing toward an interstate electric grid to match our interstate highways and interstate phone systems. Rising energy prices are a challenge for everyone. I believe you'll find my tax relief plan will provide some help. A tax relief plan that is worth $100 billion to the consumers all across America, including those who wear the uniform. But for some Americans and some Californians, high energy costs are more than a challenge, they're an emergency, and our government must respond. In February, my budget, I asked Congress for $300 million in aid for low-income people struggling with rising energy bills. Today, I'm announcing I'll ask Congress for an additional $150 million in low-income energy assistance, and I hope Congress acts quickly. Energy debates sometimes throw off some sparks, but this is no time for harsh rhetoric. It's certainly no time for name-calling. It's time for leadership. It's time for results. It's time to put politics aside and focus on the best interests of the people. This is the administration that's focused on results. We're going to work together, federal government, the state government, the military, and all the citizens. Speaking of citizens, you're the best of citizens. You commit your lives to our country, and you dedicate yourself to something greater than yourself. Whatever is asked of you and your fellow Marines, you have given. As Abraham Lincoln said, the last full measure of devotion. As I look in the eyes and shake the firm grips of your fellow Marines, it reminds me the Marine Corps is in good hands, and so is our country.